All right. I was trying to bypass the intro so we could get right into the show today. Wow. You know, doing the Don Tony show Saturday mornings, you know, gives me about 12 hours to do a little research with all the Bray Wyatt Easter eggs and the teasers. What does this mean? What is this decode? But when that shit goes down during Raw and we start this show 5 minutes afterwards, not easy to put it all together, but we did it. And I'm going to share with all of you in a few moments. First, the formalities. Good evening. Welcome to this edition of the Don Tony Show. This is your WWE post-Raw show. Couple of quick programming notes. I put up a poll here on the community section asking you all which day you wanted the Don Tony Show to air this week, because we're going to do predictions for Extreme Rules. We have quite a few things to talk about. And usually we do that show Saturday mornings, but Extreme Rules is Saturday night. So we're really cutting it close, doing predictions less than 12 hours before the event. So majority of you, it was like 2-1, voted Friday night. So Friday night, 10.05 p.m. Eastern, right after SmackDown, I will be here doing Extreme Rules predictions, your regular Don Tony show. Unfortunately, I will not be able to see Rampage live, but I think it's safe to say Andrade is not leaving AEW anytime soon. You know, if you don't know the deal, we'll talk about it Wednesday again. And don't forget, mark it on your calendars, November 3rd, Thursday night, November 3rd, probably 8 p.m. Eastern start. JD from New York will be coming here, and we will be putting on an interesting show that night. Podcast Forbidden Door 3 is almost upon us, 1 month from today. 1 month from today. You know, 1 month ago today, I tied the knot. I've been married 1 month, and you know, I took a spill my wedding night, went on a honeymoon, caught COVID. A lot went down in the last 30 days. A lot went down tonight on Raw. Now, we talked about this the last few days. You know, rest in peace, Antonio Inoki, 79 years old. You know, we were talking about it the other day. You know, he was suffering from cardiac amyloidosis. And he's been suffering from it for about a year and a half. In fact, I had mentioned back in March of 2021, we got into it on the show as far as what that is. You know, bone disease, your body makes a protein that kind of like fucks up your system. But let me put it like this. It's like pissing in your gas tank. You know, like if you piss in your gas tank, like the car may still start, but the engine might be a little bit rough and things don't work like they're supposed to. Unfortunately, with the human body, it's only a matter of time that it gives in. 79 years old, God bless him. But, you know, as we talked about before, you know, Japan is quite different with their shit. And some of the videos of Antonio Inoki that surfaced over the last year and a half were a little bit strange. You know, we shared a video a year and a half ago where, you know, he was in the hospital. He looked like he was on his deathbed and they were doing chest compressions. He wasn't talking. They were just filming everything, you know, and we talked about the hygiene. Guy's dirty socks are on his bed. And somebody sent this to me today that he actually uploaded a video a week before he passed. He was, you know, unfortunately on his deathbed. You could see how fragile he had become. But my God, you know, we just had this conversation 2 weeks ago. As far as Mount Rushmore of Japanese wrestlers in the United States, he is number one on the list. You know, you could put Muda, you could put some others, but Antonio Inoki was always number one on the list. Rest in peace, Antonio Inoki. And once again, thoughts and prayers to each and every one of you out there who are either directly or indirectly dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. You know, my thoughts are absolutely with you. And just like myself and a lot of other forms of entertainment out there, podcasts, you know, if we could get your mind off of it for a little while, then, you know, we did partly our job tonight. Stay strong, and materialistic things can always be replaced. May not happen overnight, but it can. Stay strong. Stay strong. All right. Little while as well, we have to do a giveaway. This was the watch party from Friday SmackDown. Someone is going to win this dual autograph photo. It's signed by both Scarlett and Killer Cross, Karrion Kross. So someone will win that in a little while. But I know what you all are here for. And look, for anybody watching this on the replay, if the Bray Wyatt stuff does not interest you, you know, we're in 2022. This is not 1982. You know, you're not tuning in on your Walkman with a cassette that you have to keep hitting fast forward, you know, to get past it. And then you have to hit rewind because you fast forward the show a little bit too much. You know, it takes literally 5 seconds to skip through the show to get past this. A majority of you out there are really loving not only the fact that Bray Wyatt is returning, but, you know, the effort, the scavenger hunt, as somebody so eloquently put it a couple of days ago here, you know, trying to see why all things fit in. No, it's not Joe Gacy, although we had this conversation, I think it was Saturday, that maybe Bray Wyatt does form a new Wyatt family. Maybe Joe Gacy is one of those members. Is anybody really going to complain if Bray Wyatt has a little entourage with him? I don't see anything wrong with that. What happens if it's the whole dyad, you know, with Bray Wyatt? What if Eric Redbeard returns? Of course, it'll never be the same without Brody Lee. Obviously, Braun Strowman is not going to be part of a new Wyatt family. But you know what? Soon we will know. Sit back, relax, enjoy what's going down. And as I've been saying for the last 2+ weeks, we know it's Bray Wyatt. You know, there are going to be people out there that are going to still throw vague things out there and teasers that are not true because, you know, they can't get you to click anywhere else. Look, Extreme Rules is this Saturday. Do I think Bray Wyatt will be returning Saturday? I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I will be the first to come up here and say, DT, you were wrong, and be ecstatic about it. But there ain't no fucking way that Bray Wyatt is going to make the return this quick. You know, you look at I compared it to the return of Edge. Look at the production. Look at the production that went into the return of Edge. You know, we still have not seen shit happening in the building. We have not seen any vignettes. We have not heard any scrambled voices. So far, what they have provided, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I mean, but at the same time, we've only, as the Carpenters said back in the 70s, we've only just begun. We've only just begun. You know, I understand part of what we saw tonight leads to Extreme Rules. The next step. Do I think he physically returns Saturday? No. Will we get a teaser? Yeah. As I said yesterday, I expect at least 2 teasers for obvious reasons. But we know it's Bray Wyatt. So just sit back, enjoy. Now, tonight, we had a shitload go down. And on the surface, it might not seem like all that much was happening with Bray Wyatt tonight. Oh, yes. And, you know, I really, you know, I want some people, you know, I don't mind if people say to me, hey, DT, I'm just not interested in that stuff. I totally respect that. But, you know, understand that there's a lot of people that do want to see this. And I put in the work and the research because I don't want to give you a half-assed job. I want to put it all out there so when you're done with the show, everything has been answered, or at least 95% of it. So how this all started today was we had a backstage segment with Alexa. This was right at the beginning of Raw, all right? Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Bianca Belair. Now, I want all of you out there, don't worry if you're on your iPhone, because I am starting to realize that a majority of you out there tune into the shows with your cell phone. So I got to keep that in mind when I post pictures. You know, when you post a tiny little block of a photo, you know, probably you need a magnifying glass to see it. But don't worry about it. I got you covered today. If you look at this, we could all say, dum, dum, dim, dum, don, dim. Oh, wait, are you calling me dumb? Dum, don, dim. Welcome to the family. Look at the top of Alexa Bliss's head. Do you see a little shadow? Well, when we had the beginning of Raw tonight and we saw that backstage segment, there was something airing over. There was an overlay. And you really could not make out what that overlay is. So what I did was I zoomed into it. And when you zoom in, look at the top of Alexa Bliss's head. And yeah, it may not seem all that much to you, but that image is from a post that Bray Wyatt put online back in January of 2020. That is the silhouette of this tweet that you're looking at right now of some artwork of Bray Wyatt. That was the first tease. And there was a QR code that popped up on the screen as well. Now, later on in the night, when we got Solo Sikoa versus Angelo Dawkins, somebody walked by with a sign, and it was pretty cool because I have it over here. Somebody walked by, and there was an anagram. If you don't know what anagrams are, look it up. But if you scramble the name, even though it is misspelled by one letter, and that's done on purpose, that sign spells Bray Wyatt. When you look at it up close, you could see the little white rabbits as well. So that was something else from tonight. Another thing from tonight. Ooh, kind of accidentally erased something. Okay. Another thing from tonight. Contract signing. Bianca Belair and Bayley. Corey Graves was in the ring. And during that segment, Corey Graves had a leather binder, and the QR code was on there as well. That QR code that we saw late in the show, if you didn't scan it, don't bother. It's the same code that we saw earlier. Now, what is all about the QR code? All right. I scanned it with my phone, and I also scanned it with the computer. Now, if you did it through your phone, this is what you got. Actually, let's make this a little bit clearer. There you go. That is the first thing that we saw. I will let you know what this all means in a few moments. Now, the trick with this, now you remember Saturday? Remember when I showed you that tiny, tiny little rabbit all the way in the lower right-hand corner? It just looked like a white speck. You put your mouse over it, and it had a code. So when you looked at this on your phone, the trick is to navigate all around the phone. Now, you look at the middle of this, and there is a black screen. And that's done by design, because when you try to enlarge the first top of the photo, which is Samson and Delilah, if you try to enlarge that, that code in the red bar that you see, that code was showing up everywhere. All different codes. There was like 8 of them. So you're looking at it, it's like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Oh, I'll tell you what that is in a few moments. So as you were, and this is why doing it on the phone was a little bit more fun. Because if you did it on the computer, you couldn't get that. You literally had to go on your phone and try to enlarge the Samson and Delilah photo, and you get all these codes. So I might as well get the codes added away. So we'll talk about the photos as well. So what are those codes about? Well, some people got it. Not easy to find online. But if any of you out there have ever seen the movie The Predator has a scene where there is codes that appear. And, you know, over the years, I mean, people have obviously posted that online. And the code looks like this. Okay, that's what the code looks like. So now, in a case like this, let's put one on the screen. All right, you got this, and you got this. Now, all you have to do is just match them up. Now, the thing is, people out there that did not look through their phones, they just went on social media and only saw two bars. So they thought that's all it was. So they couldn't figure out what it meant. But if you actually scanned the whole phone and took all of the codes, they scrambled to read, and I quote, from Dante's Inferno, "Before me, things create were none, save things eternal, and eternal I shall endure. All hope abandon ye who enter here." Dante's Inferno. Does that sound a little familiar? It should. Because do you remember on Saturday, I showed you this? Anybody remember that from Saturday? That was from an episode of the Firefly Funhouse. The only difference is that sign says, "Abandon all hope, ye who exit here." It was the reverse of Dante's Inferno. So that predator codes that you saw pop up, if you scramble all the bars that pop up, it will give you that phrase from Dante's Inferno. And the last part matches up with this. Yowie wowie! All right, we got more. We got more. All right, let's get to this. Okay, so now we go back to the photo on the top. Samson and Delilah. If you don't know what that photo is, it is drawn by Mexican artist Jose Salom. I don't know if that's the way correct pronunciation. I was never good in social studies class. Delilah's Betrayal. That is the name of that painting from 1851. Now, if you go back and you read the whole story about Samson and Delilah and how she had him shaved and, you know, basically he lost all his power, a lot of people out there believe that this reference of Samson and Delilah is this. WrestleMania, Alexa Bliss turning on Samson, turning on Bray Wyatt. Now, a lot of people think that Alexa Bliss will reunite with Bray Wyatt. I tend to disagree. And the reason why I say that is because if you're paying attention to a lot of these skits and segments, this is everything that led to the demise of Bray Wyatt. Let's go back to this. What movie is that from? It's from The Predator. There is a old school video online circulating tonight. Bray Wyatt cutting a promo on Randy Orton and focusing on The Predator. So as you go along, you're basically seeing Bray Wyatt encounter, you know, some of his history. Some is to throw you off track, and I'm going to show you where they tried to throw people off track tonight. Now, there was a link. There was a link. This is a second photo that popped up because when you went on the Samson and Delilah link on the phone, the picture, it led to a link, all right, that was this, okay? For those with audio only, hey, you know, I'll read it to you. You go to the link, www.com/01001_01_001_01_01. Kind of looks like Morse code, doesn't it? Oh, it certainly should. Because if you take all those ones and all those zeros and you run it through a program, those numbers interpret the word Gacy. Gacy. Earlier today on Twitter, around 1 o'clock today, 1:30 to be exact, Joe Gacy tweeted, and I quote, "Honestly, I am tired of waiting. I've been way too patient." Could Joe Gacy be involved with Bray Wyatt in the very near future? Is it just a diversion attempt? That will be you to decide. So we now know the Morse code led to Joe Gacy. Now, something else that you'll probably get a kick out of that most people online kind of ignored. Okay, look at the bottom of this photo. Now, the link I put on the top, I actually wrote that for everyone in case you want to go check out the link yourself. But if you look at the bottom, there is a code also, very, very light. It's almost transparent. And the number on the bottom is 6901-209-258-022. What is that, Don Tony? What is that number, DT? Well, I'm going to show you. If you put that number in the computer, it leads to a company that sells white rabbit milk. It is from Japan. Yes, they even have little juice boxes with the tiny straws. That is a legit thing that you can buy. Something tells me if it's on eBay, we'll probably have a few people buy it today, and they'll probably do a thumbnail next week holding the milk. That's probably just what happened when we got last week with White Rabbit Records. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of feel bad for that record company because they're getting inundated with prank calls. And look, I don't know if they're wrestling fans. I don't know if they ever did anything with Bray Wyatt. But all I know is that they're getting a lot of wrestling fans that are annoying the shit out of them. White Rabbit Records, can I say that fast 10 times? White Rabbit Records, can I help you? Let me in. Fucking hang up. It's like the bar in The Simpsons, you know, when, you know, the little kid, the brat, you know, Barf, what's his fucking name? Homer, Maggie, I can't. I don't watch The Simpsons. I don't like The Simpsons. Bart. Did I say Barf? Barf is Spaceballs. So that leads to a company, White Rabbit Milk. So another little tidbit for all of you out there. Now, something else. All of this led to another link. And I'm going to read you the link. It's not a long link, but I'll tell you where this leads to. This also led to a link. www.com/399012N751720W. If you put that number in the computer, no spaces, no dashes, no nothing, it is the coordinates for Wells Fargo Center. That's where Extreme Rules is taking place this Saturday. People still haven't figured it out. Every time there's coordinates, that is where the next teaser is. Remember all the people that were telling you that he was debuting on the September 23rd SmackDown? Remember all the people who were telling you he was debuting on the September 30th SmackDown? Now you got all these people telling you that he's going to make his return in Extreme Rules. No, the next teaser will happen in Extreme Rules. Again, I'd be shocked to shit if he makes his return on Saturday, but I don't believe so. I'm almost willing to bet the ranch on it. But something obviously is going to go down at Extreme Rules. And when we do predictions on Friday, I'll tell you why I think we're going to get at least two segments. And I think they may be different. So let's continue. We're almost done. So we got Dante's Inferno. We got Samson and Delilah. Here is a tweet that Bray Wyatt posted April 12th, 2021. This was right after Alexa Bliss turned on Bray Wyatt. that is Samson now shaven. So even Bray Wyatt himself referenced Samson and Delilah right after Alexa Bliss turned on him. So with that said, is there anything else? I don't think there is anything else. I think we covered it all. So next teaser, Extreme Rules. Gacy was put out there. Dante's Inferno. You know, we see, you know, the reference to Alexa Bliss. And I'll leave it up to you if you think that she's going to rejoin him. I don't think so. I mean, her being laid out today with the ladder could be, you know, a sign to take her off TV for a little while. That could very well happen. We may not see Alexa Bliss on TV for a few weeks. And then maybe she does return with Bray Wyatt. Be interesting. But like I said, you know, let's all sit back, enjoy the ride, enjoy the scavenger hunts as they occur. But this is pretty much everything that we got tonight. Everything. So, you know, if there was something that I missed, absolutely, after the show is over, post it in the comment section. I'll be more than happy to acknowledge you on the next episode and, you know, let everybody know as well. But, you know, I went through this pretty thorough tonight. And honestly, it got to the point where I was going to even, you know, consider delaying the start of tonight's live show if I didn't get, especially the Predator, you know, algorithm, you know, decoded. But that's what it led to. So, all right. As I close all of this, let's talk a little bit about Raw, a couple of other tidbits, and we're going to get out of here. Now, Raw tonight, they did a pretty good job hyping up what we were going to see tonight, with the exception of the main event. The main event of Io Sky versus Alexa Bliss, that was not advertised tonight. But what we had advertised tonight was AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio versus Finn Balor and Damian Priest. We also had tonight Dakota Kai versus Candice LeRae. Not a good night for Johnny Wrestling and Mrs. Wrestling. We'll talk about those results in a little bit. We had a contract signing tonight with Bianca Belair and Bayley. We had Otis versus Johnny Gargano. We also had a face-to-face of Seth Rollins and Riddle. They were not allowed to touch each other tonight. And if you have not heard already, UFC Hall of Famer Danielle Cormier will be the special guest referee for this fight pit match. So something interesting, little twist there. You know, will he physically get involved? Little hint, a little advance notice for everyone who's going to either be on our Patreon for the predictions contest or a YouTube channel member for this weekend's contest. That is going to be a bonus question. Something for you to think about in advance. And then we also had Braun Strowman versus Chad Gable today. Now, you know, it was funny. We had Mustafa Ali return to Raw. And how do you get on Raw? No, everybody thinks because he was poking the chest of Bobby Lashley and pissing him off, I'm not waiting for my opportunity. I'm taking it. No, how you get your ass back on Raw? Very simple. You, where did I put it? Oh, I don't have the photo. Do I have the photo? No, I do have the photo. How do you get back on Raw? If I'm Mustafa Ali, I'll show you. It's where it's worth me posting it. It's a little tasteless, but that's all right. Do we have it? Yes, we do. Okay, it's right. Oh, I did have it all along. Well, you put Connor's Cure, you know, on your tights. You know, put the logo of Connor's Cure on your tights, and you might have a little elevated chance of being back on Raw. And sure enough, he comes out there. He takes on Bobby Lashley. A little storyline being developed there. Were they trying to take a page from The Undertaker and Jeff Hardy? I'm still standing. Remember Undertaker showing a little respect for Jeff Hardy way back when? You know, tonight we had similar thing where Mustafa Ali, no matter what went down, he would not quit. He would not give in. When Bobby Lashley told him, stay down, Mustafa Ali slapped him in the face. And Bobby Lashley beat the fuck out of him. And it was a nice story to be told. Ali fought, but unfortunately, in the end, Bobby Lashley defeated him. But unfortunately, for a lot of you out there that think, oh, this is the start of a push for Mustafa Ali. If you notice afterwards, this is what happened to Mustafa Ali. Yeah, curb stomp outside the ring. Yeah, that pretty much. And not intentional. But when Seth Rollins hit the ring and cut his promo right after that, he talked about getting Bobby Trashley out of the ring. No mention about Mustafa Ali. So I don't know if this leads to anything. Don't get me wrong. I actually think a Mustafa Ali versus Seth Rollins match is off the hook. But I don't know if this is going to lead to anything. But I'll be honest with you. This match we saw tonight, if you saw it with Bobby Lashley versus Mustafa Ali, that should have taken place in Saudi Arabia. I really believe that. Because, you know, look, where Mustafa Ali comes from, his support in Saudi Arabia, I think that would have been an underdog storyline because I think that Saudi crowd would have gotten so loud every time Mustafa Ali kept getting up and kept getting up. And when Bobby Lashley looked kind of frustrated that Ali would not stay down, I think that would have told and enhanced the story even better. And then when Bobby Lashley showed a sign of respect afterwards, yeah, tonight Rollins shows up and curb stomps Lashley twice, one time on the belt. They're going to have a match next week for the United States Championship. Hey, who knows? Maybe Seth Rollins ends up with gold. You know, Matt Riddle kind of rubbed it in his face tonight. When was the last time you had gold, Seth? But, you know, maybe instead at Saudi Arabia, we don't have Seth Rollins showing up and spoiling the party. Maybe Bobby Lashley just lifts Ali's arm in the air. And I think Saudi Arabia, that crowd would have gave him a standing ovation. I think everybody online would have felt it. And I think that would have given Mustafa Ali more momentum. It was a decent match. It was a decent match. Ronan says, I have the worst mods. Why do you say that, Ronan? I'm looking and I don't see anything going on. So I think he's just jealous. He wants to be a moderator. But I don't see you around much. So, you know, unfortunately, I can't oblige if that's the case. And I'm just fucking with you. So Bobby Lashley tonight retains his United States Championship. Next week, the match with Seth Rollins as a result of tonight. A lot of people were questioning tonight, like, why are they continuing this feud with Bobby Lashley? Well, they have to get away from Matt Riddle versus Seth Rollins eventually. They have to. So we have Extreme Rules on Saturday. Monday is the season premiere for Raw. So Monday is kind of where some storylines take some shifts now. Alexa Bliss, probably off TV. You know, Seth Rollins may in fact end up United States champion. Gets away from Riddle. Maybe it starts another feud. Who knows? I have no idea. I don't get paid to know that much. But, you know, so that is definitely a possibility next week. Now, tonight we had AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio lose to Damian Priest and Finn Balor. Is this teasing AJ Styles joining the Judgment Day? I'm not sure, but one thing is for certain, Rey Mysterio kind of was, with all due respect, a little bit of a goof tonight. Judgment Day comes out first. Basically, Finn Balor is talking about what's going to happen with Edge. He talks about what happened last week with AJ Styles. You know, I could have ended your career. Damian Priest touting what's going to go down tonight. You know, Rhea Ripley is about to cut a promo and the crowd is chanting, "Who's your daddy?" And she whispers something into Dominic's ear. And Dominic basically says he hates Rey so much because he lied to him his entire life. And now Dominic has a new family thanks to the Judgment Day. So this leads to AJ Styles coming out, Rey Mysterio coming out, and we have the match. The match was a lot of fun until the end. Towards the end of the match, AJ Styles hits a double DDT on Finn Balor and Damian Priest. And while this happens, Rey Mysterio just decides, after everything, he decides to leave the ring side area and walk towards Rhea Ripley. So Dominic gets in front of her. He once again goes on his knees, hit me. And Ray refuses to hit him. Instead, he turns around. You see Rhea Ripley. Look at Ray's left shoulder. Rhea Ripley's just waiting. So Dom turns around. Rhea clotheslines his ass. AJ Styles is looking for the tag. Rey Mysterio's laid outside the ring. So what ends up happening? A little double teamwork. Coup de grace. AJ Styles is pinned. And then after the match is over, Rey Mysterio gets back in the ring. I'm sorry. And AJ's like, you should be. This is your fault. He pushes Rey. Rey goes to the floor. And that was to test the crowd. Crowd started booing AJ Styles. I know this is only one arena, but it goes to show you how hardcore the fan appreciation for Rey Mysterio is. You know, they were not liking AJ Styles doing what he was doing, but it made Rey look ridiculous, you know, because Rey did cause the loss. But before we could even let this sink in, Judgment Day returned to the ring and attacked both guys. And Finn Balor was awesome with this. Because you remember the Dudleys when they took on the Usos? Remember that infamous match where Bubba Ray says, this is for Alpha, boom. And he just said, this is for this. And he just did it one after the other. I had those vibes tonight when Finn Balor is got AJ Styles on the mat. And he's like, I'm your friend, punches him in the head. Listen to me, punches him in the head. Why won't you listen to me, punches him in the head. I liked it. Finn Balor was excellent tonight. His promo, his demeanor, everything he was doing. I think this might have been my favorite night of Finn Balor, you know, as far as antics, since he's been in Judgment Day. I really, really enjoyed it very much. The bloodline is there, minus Roman Reigns, who will be at Raw next week for the season premiere. Roman Reigns and the bloodline will be there. We see Sami Zayn telling a joke to Jimmy Uso, who's laughing his ass off. And Solo Sikoa is trying to keep a straight face, and he's got a little smirk on his face. Jey Uso shows up. He's not happy. You know, we're here for business tonight. Tribal Chief returns next Monday. They start walking in the back, and they're confronted by the Street Profits. Montez Ford is in a boot. We don't know the extent to his injury, you know, but he obviously could not wrestle. Montez Ford tells the bloodline that you don't own this place. You don't own the arena. Jey Uso threatens to kick Montez Ford. Angelo Dawkins steps up and he's like, you know, why don't we do it in the ring? Solo Sikoa steps up as well. So Solo accepts the challenge. So tonight we get Solo Sikoa versus Angelo Dawkins, and Solo Sikoa, continuing the momentum, gets the win tonight. So, you know, where this goes from here with the Street Profits, you know, I don't think much. And we got to find out what the deal is with Montez Ford. Hopefully it's nothing serious. And maybe they put the walking boot on him for, you know, visual. You know, if he's just got shoes on and he's got a crutch, you know, maybe that would be a little bit of a good visual. But you see someone in a boot and you threaten to kick them, it makes you think like, you know, they're injured even worse than maybe what they are. So Solo Sikoa beats Angelo Dawkins. Mustafa Ali loses to Bobby Lashley. Rey Mysterio and AJ Styles lose to the Judgment Day. We also had, which I think surprised a lot of people out there, didn't surprise me because we talked about this even last night with Otis. Doesn't feel like WWE's jobbing out Otis and Alpha Academy. Yeah, they probably will lose more than they win, but tonight this was more to set up next week. Now, you know, there was rumblings that Austin Theory would take on Johnny Gargano at Extreme Rules. As of right now, it looks like that they are sticking with the current card. That we may not have added matches to it. They think, based on what we have, plus the buzz with Bray Wyatt, even though Roman Reigns is not wrestling, even though the Usos are not wrestling, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, even though there's a lot of people not at Extreme Rules, they think the card that we have, plus the Bray Wyatt teasers, is enough. And I think they're right. I think they're right. So tonight, this was to set up Austin Theory versus Johnny Gargano, which will take place on next Monday's Raw. What happens? We have Johnny Gargano taking on Otis. Austin Theory's at ringside. Towards the latter part of the match, Johnny Gargano is outside the ring and he gets into it with Austin Theory. Austin Theory ends up causing a distraction. Otis gets the win. So Johnny Gargano loses tonight to Otis. Now, we also had tonight Dakota Kai versus Candice LeRae. And Dakota Kai got the win because Candice LeRae was out there with no backup. The damage control was out there in full force. We get a distraction from Bayley, and as a result, Dakota Kai gets the win. So, you know, does Johnny Gargano lose any momentum? No, because Austin Theory distracted him. Bayley distracted Candice LeRae. You know, they're fine. I guarantee there's going to be some people tonight, oh my God, I can't believe they already made them loss and this and that. Trust me, you got to lose sometimes. I think people forget all the years that we complained about Triple H with the 50-50 booking. It doesn't magically go away because Vince is no longer physically there, although still calling some shots. Calling some shots. Now, after that match is over, you know, we get a little bit of a triple team on Gargano. Braun Strowman's music hits. Braun goes out there, you know, takes a few guys out. Otis getting involved a little bit too much. You're out of there. So now it's pretty much just Braun Strowman and Chad Gable, and Braun Strowman does get the victory. So Braun Strowman gets his win. And then as far as matches go, the main event tonight, because we had during the contract signing, in the back we saw Io Sky and Dakota Kai attacking Asuka and Alexa Bliss. So Asuka was selling, you know, a leg injury, so she was not out there for the main event. Alexa Bliss was out there. Unfortunately, so was Bayley, and Alexa Bliss losing to Io Sky in the main event. After the match was over, they basically lay out Alexa Bliss. They lay out Bianca Belair, Asuka, and they take out Alexa Bliss. You know, they basically had her inside the ladder and they squashed her inside it. Alexa Bliss is not great with the facial reactions there. If you go back and look, just looked like she went 90-90. You know, didn't sell much as far as the pain, but I think this writes her off TV for a little while. But those pretty much were your matches tonight. We also had a funny segment. Miz is on the phone. Next week, Miz is celebrating his birthday. Maryse will be there. So while Miz is on the phone, there's a door behind him. And the door starts opening. It's Dexter Lumis. Right? And this was great timing because Miz lunged forward for a second. And as he did it, at the very same time, Dexter Lumis tried to grab him and he missed. There's a cameraman or some production guy in the back. He's trying to get Miz's attention, probably let him know who's behind him, and Miz doesn't want to hear it. You know, he's on the phone. Don't interrupt me when I'm talking to my wife. So, you know, we go fade to black. Right before Johnny Gargano has his match, he's walking in the back, and if you look at the top picture, he sees Dexter Lumis with Miz kind of like sleeping on his leg. Now, we know the history with Dexter Lumis and Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano stops, and he's like, did I just see what I saw? He turns around, and the camera goes back, and Dexter Lumis is gone. But the Miz is there, and the Miz is still knocked out. So Johnny Gargano wakes him up. Miz wakes up, and Miz has a picture in his hand, and it's a picture of Dexter Lumis behind the Miz. And the Miz freaks out and runs away. So this is coming to a head, and it may come to a head on Monday's Raw, the season premiere for Raw. But we had a couple of fun skits tonight, some fun segments. We also unfortunately learned tonight that Edge, as his career is winding down, his creative persona is also winding down. Because we learned tonight from Edge's own lips that since he has returned, what we have had is more Adam Copeland than anything else. And he starts talking about his wife. He starts talking about his kids. He talks about his love for wrestling. And I'm not disrespecting Edge in any way. But Edge, his character right now is basically the grizzled, old, married veteran with kids. That's basically what he is. You know, he's got to start thinking about his future. He's, you know, his wife is worried about him. His kids are starting to get old enough to see what's going on. So Edge, you know, a little bit of soul searching, but this is what it's turned into. You know, no judgment day, no evil, no brood, none of that. You know, this is Adam. This is more Adam. As long as they don't start calling him Adam, I'm fine with it. You know, the grizzled, old, married veteran, that's really what he is with family. Married with children. That's really what it is. As far as Tommaso Ciampa will be back shortly. You know, how he ends up in this storyline with Miz and Dexter Lumis, to be continued. But, you know, Miz is playing off. He hasn't seen Ciampa for weeks. So, who knows? Maybe he was injured. Maybe he was under the weather. You know, I don't want to use the C word, but, you know, who knows? Anything is possible. So, but he will be back on TV soon. If Ciampa was done and no longer part of this, you probably wouldn't even have Miz referencing him a few weeks later. Probably would have referenced him 2 weeks ago, and that would have been the end of it. But remember the storyline in the ring with Lumis cutting the ring open and everything. So that pretty much overall was your episode of Raw tonight. Next week, obviously a big deal. Season premiere of Raw. And this is 2 days after Extreme Rules. So you know some shit's about to change. And next week we got Lashley versus Rollins for the U.S. title. We have Austin Theory versus Johnny Gargano. We have the Bloodline and Roman Reigns showing up next week. Will Logan Paul also be there? You know, I'm kind of disappointed that Roman Reigns may not have a match until Saudi Arabia, which is a month away. Hopefully, maybe something goes down next week. Maybe we get a 6-man tag. Who knows? Maybe we get a 10-man tag. Anything is possible. You know, they got to lead up to Survivor Series. You know, that next seed, the next step for the Survivor Series build has to happen. You know, and again, Raquel Rodriguez, Shotzi Blackheart, those are two names that are almost guaranteed to be in a War Games match. And then you add Bianca Belair. Becky is not going to be back in time to return. They have to start that build too. I mean, they are going to focus on Survivor Series eventually. You know, it's coming up sooner than people realize. Also next week, we have the celebration of DX, 25 years of DX. As you could see on the graphic, no Billy Gunn. But as I said before, I really truthfully believe that Billy Gunn will do a pre-recorded segment on cell phone, submit the video, celebrating 25 years of D-Generation X, and they will air it in the crowd. You know, I don't think, you know, put it this way, you know, I know Billy Gunn and WWE had a little bit of a fallout. You know, you got to also remember the shit that went down with the NXT stuff, you know, behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, Billy Gunn, you know, he's not on a crusade to disrespect Triple H and to, you know, put a smear campaign. He's got a lot of friends there. And, I truthfully believe, I look, as much as Tony Khan is not in the good graces of WWE for various reasons, you know, celebrating 25 years of DX is a big deal. And Billy Gunn was a big part of it. And, yeah, I expect Billy Gunn to do a pre-recorded video. I honestly, unless Billy Gunn doesn't want to do one, I mean, I think you'll see one. Put it this way. Tony Khan, you know, he could be a dick. It's pretty obvious. Anybody could be a dick. But at the end of the day, Tony Khan loves the love. You know what I mean? So, you know, when we had some AEW stars from Daniel Bryan, Big Show, and others do the celebration for John Cena's, you know, anniversary 20 years, you know, those were pre-recorded videos as well. And Tony Khan was given credit by a lot of fans out there, like, very cool that, you know, they were allowed to do this. Tony Khan, I don't think, would get in the way with this. And, you know, they're celebrating DX. They're not celebrating WWE. So Billy Gunn will be featured. You know, they're not going to advertise him on the banner because he is an AEW employee. He is a star over in AEW. So that's why you didn't see him. Congratulations. You know, I don't know if you're all aware of this, but Mackenzie Mitchell and Vic Joseph got married in Italy over the weekend, and they are now husband and wife. And anybody that's a longtime viewer, listener of the shows here, you know our appreciation for Vic Joseph. You know, I had the pleasure of, you know, communicating a little bit of his brother. I could say this. I mean, it's not a big deal. He was a patron. I don't know if he still is now, but he was a patron for a very long time. And, you know, he would talk a little bit about his brother. Very proud of his brother. And Vic Joseph, I always liked his shit. And, you know, the proof is there. But, you know, he got married over the weekend, and he looked like a really, really nice couple. And here's another. Oh, this is a little bit better. There's another picture. I know John Morrison was there and a few others. But, yeah, they got married over the weekend in Italy. Congratulations to both of them. Wednesday, for Wednesday Night Dynamite, all right, we're going to obviously talk about the three-year anniversary of Dynamite. You know, celebrating 3 years, even though you probably don't even feel it, especially yesterday, because yesterday was exactly 3 years. But the matches that they have advertised already is Luchasaurus is going to be in action. We don't know who he's facing. MJF is taking on Wheeler Yuta. Hangman Page versus Rush. Darby Allin versus Jay Lethal. Wardlow will be defending the TNT Championship against Brian Cage. Daniel Garcia and Brian Danielson will be taking on Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara. It's, to them, it's National Scissors Day. And they have Toni Storm, Athena, and Willow Nightingale with Saraya in their corner versus Jamie Hayter, Serena Deeb, and Penelope Ford with Britt Baker in their corner. Will AEW finally clear up the elephant in the room and reveal if Saraya is returning to the ring? You know, as I've said before, all points are leading to, yes, she is returning. There's some reports out there that she didn't even take a physical for AEW, and I actually heard that that's bullshit. So I don't believe that at all. But, you know, very interesting that Saraya is going to be in their corner. So look out for that. Something else that I'm going to get into on Wednesday, and be prepared, because this is something that no one is talking about. We started talking about it 7 or 8 weeks ago, and as you have noticed since then, nothing has changed. And I don't give a fuck if they cut a promo on an indie show. I don't care if they were in Texas or in London, but we now have surpassed 6 months of AEW futility for FTR. And on Wednesday, I'm going to get into a couple of stats that I think are going to really blow some people away. And I'm going to give you a little teaser right now. I made this graphic up. And for those on audio only, you know, it features Dax Harwood. And I wrote, he holds the IWGP Ring of Honor and AAA tag titles, but is not worthy of the AEW tag team titles. Yes, AEW says that FTR is AEW's number one ranked tag team. But do you know that in 2022, the total number of matches that Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood have had in AEW as a tag team, not singles, not trios, not AAA matches, not IWGP or Ring of Honor matches, in 2022, the total number of AEW matches that they have had as a tag team is 6. Their record is 3-3, and if I recall, 2 or 3 of those matches took place on either Elevation or Rampage. Not only that, since April 1st, and this is not an April Fool's joke, since April 1st, the total number of matches that FTR have had under the AEW banner as a tag team, 0. They have fought for the Ring of Honor titles. They have defended those titles. They teamed up with CM Punk. They teamed up with Wardlow. But as far as FTR, AEW has the balls to say that they're the number one ranked tag team. They have not wrestled a tag team match under an AEW record since April 1st. That is over 6 months ago. I'm going to get into the specifics on Wednesday, but you sit back and you ask yourself, why is that? I mean, talk about smoke and mirrors. That is not long-term booking. That is horrendous booking. It is ridiculous because it doesn't feel like anybody's been elevated. Does it feel like Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus as a tag team really got elevated out of this? The Acclaimed, I mean, they don't even main event on Rampage. They open up Rampage. AEW tag titles were not even considered a main event for this recent Rampage. So we're going to get into that on Wednesday. NXT, tomorrow, we are going to do the watch party, and some interesting matches are going to go down. We have Wendy Chu versus Lash Legend. Alba Fire, Nikita Lyons, and Zoe Stark are going to be taking on Toxic Attraction. And I think we may see Alba Fire pin the champion to set up that match in the near future. We're also going to have another qualifying match for the North American Championship ladder match for the vacated title at Halloween Havoc. It's going to be Andre Chase versus Von Wagner. And they have delayed Von Wagner's move to the main roster. And I think Von Wagner may, in fact, end up going into this ladder match at Halloween Havoc. Grayson Waller is going to do his talk segment, and he's going to have Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez on there as guests. So you know there's going to be a little brawling there. Pretty Deadly is going to do their State of the Commonwealth address. So we know somebody's going to interfere with that. Do you know tonight that Fallon Henley wrestled on main event? She lost to Dana Brooke. Brooks and Jensen also wrestled on WWE main event. They lost, I believe, to R-Truth and Shelton Benjamin. I didn't get that confirmed, but someone who claimed that they were there sent me a DM and a picture of them in the ring and said that, you know, they wrestled on main event. So that was from tonight. And then we obviously have soon the build to Halloween Havoc. The three-way that we had a feeling was going to go down is happening. Ilya Dragunov versus JD McDonough versus Bron Breakker for the NXT Championship. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. Ratings for this week, SmackDown did 2,207,000. 330,000 viewership drop. I mean, obviously we had some storm coverage. We had, you know, some, you know, other things going down on Friday, but still a decent number, 2,200,000. And look, the season premiere this Friday, I think they got to jump right back up to 2,000,005. Rampage did 472, which is down 50,000 from last week's 522. Impact did 100,000, up from 82,000. So Impact is finally back to 100,000. Then, as we already talked about, Dynamite did 990, which was a very good number under the circumstances Wednesday. And NXT did 660. Which is right about their average for 2022 and in line of when they used to be black and gold in 2020 and 2021. So, all right, we are flying through the topics. Drew McIntyre wanted to share two little things with you all. Drew McIntyre did a couple of interviews over the weekend. Two of the items that I found interesting is him talking about Vince McMahon and the vibe in the locker room, minus Vince McMahon being around. And he also talked about the match that's coming up in Saudi Arabia between Roman Reigns and Logan Paul. And as far as that match goes, and I'm curious how you feel about this. I think I may put up a poll in the community section here. He feels that, you know, Logan Paul has done a great job, but he's only had a couple of matches under his belt. And he feels that the WWE Universal, Undisputed Universal Championship should be for people who work their way up the card and put in the time. So he has no problem with that match going down at Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel, but he feels the title should not be on the line. So I'm curious how you all feel about that, because we've talked about that before. You know, I think if the titles were not on the line, that could, you know, lead to some additional antics going down, and maybe, you know, you have a suspension of disbelief that maybe Logan Paul could actually pull it out. Problem is, nobody is pinning Roman Reigns anytime soon. I mean, Roman Reigns, you know, everybody talks about the length of his title reign. You got to look up when was the last time that he was actually pinned. And, you know, I don't think Logan Paul is going to be that one to do it. But I personally think if the titles were not on the line, I think it would leave some more doubt in people's minds. Like, hey, maybe Logan Paul can actually beat him. There's no titles on the line. I think more people would think Logan Paul has a bigger chance of winning if the belts were not on the line. Now, as far as Vince McMahon goes, he said that the backstage locker room, the vibe, has not changed all that much. He says that, you know, WWE has been very successful prior to Triple H getting the reins. And he said it would be insane to change that formula. Little phrase that I always say on these shows, if it's not broken, you don't fix it. And he said that, you know, look at what we have had. We have 5 stadium shows in a year, incredible business, incredible profits. You'd be insane to change that formula. He says where it is different is that there is without a doubt an air of excitement, buzz in the locker room, but he feels that that's more for the fans than anything else. He says that the roster keeps everybody on their toes because as people are coming in, you know, some people could eventually be leaving. So he says there is an obvious excitement, you know, as far as this energy with Triple H at the helm. But as far as a lot of what's going on, not as much has changed as we would appear it to be. He says that the wrestlers know the deal. They know the vibe online and they see it, they can feel it. But as far as behind the scenes, it's not as much of a change as you would actually think. There was also, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but I noticed that Ludwig Kaiser did an interview, and I'm going to talk about that on Friday. I saw a couple of little quotes from it, but it's really interesting because you remember right after Vince retired, you might remember all of these ridiculous reports that came out that Vince was going to bury Gunther, that he had nothing for him, that he fell out of favor with Gunther. All this shit comes out after he steps down. And Ludwig Kaiser basically shoots it all down. Yes, he's not going to say publicly, oh, yeah, you know, Vince didn't want. But, you know, he pretty much points out, he's like, look, almost everything you read online is not true. And the way he explains it, from what I've seen so far, he makes some valid points. So I'll get into that on Friday. Now, Friday, don't forget, we have Gunther defending the IC Championship against Sheamus. We have Solo Sikoa taking on Ricochet. We have Roman Reigns and Logan Paul doing a face-to-face. It's not a contract signing, but it's just a face-to-face right now. And that's pretty much it. So I'm looking at everything here. Yeah. And it does look like Shelton Benjamin R-Truth did defeat Brooks and Jensen tonight. So before we get out of here, I want to definitely pick the winner tonight. This was the watch party that we did on Friday. Now, I did say that sometimes the contests are going to be random. Sometimes I'll announce it earlier in the day. It's, you know, how I feel. You know, I mean, I don't care if people show up, you know, just because they want to try to win something. But as I said before, if you think you're going to show up for 5 minutes and then jet out and expect to be in on the drawing, that's not happening. You know, I see, you know, who sticks around for a little while and they will be part of it. But somebody's going to win the dual sign photo of Karrion Kross and Scarlett. This is everybody who is eligible. As you will see, some names are twice because they were on stage, and good luck. Let's see who wins this dual signed photo of Kross and Scarlett. You want to be in on one of these giveaways. You know, we have watch parties coming up this week as well. Johnny Tutton. Congrats to you, Johnny. Johnny gets the photo. So, Johnny, you got a couple of days to DM me. You know, I try to be a little bit realistic about this, but I don't want to say the person's name. But somebody won a giveaway about 6-7 weeks ago. And a couple of days ago, I get an email, and he's like, oh, DT, I didn't realize I won. You know, I want to claim my prize. And I told him, I said, look, I already gave it to somebody else. Guy got really pissed off at me. And I said, listen, you know, I put it out there. You know, I give people usually a week to claim their prize. If you don't claim it, you know, and you don't check to see who won, you know, that's not my fault. You know, and the guy never got back to me. But the point is that, you know, if someone's just going to show up for a contest, disappear for a month, and then say, oh, I didn't realize I won, too late. Too late. I think that's a little fair. So, with that said, I think we are pretty much done for tonight. I want to thank everybody for all the well wishes the last 2+ weeks. We talked about it yesterday, and I know not all of you check out the sit-down episodes. I finally tested negative. So it appears COVID is finally out of here. I'm still congested. I definitely still a little bit off. But yeah, my COVID is gone. And in about 2 weeks, I will get the vaccination with the variants, you know, that were added to it. And I know some people are going to be like, you're nuts, DT. You got 4 shots already and you still got COVID. Yeah. But you know what? You know, I'm getting old, and 9 out of 10 people who die, you know, above the age of 50. And I am above the age of 50. So if I have a little bit of protection, I'll take it. I'll take it. So I was in my office today. I went to work today. I worked probably about 3/4 of a day. I feel fine. But I don't want to overdo it. You know, my throat's been raw. My nose has been kind of shungada. And, you know, doing the shows are a pleasure. I love doing it for all of you. You know, and I don't mind putting in the time. But I don't want to overdo it because, you know, every day there's something going on. But I feel good. I hope you all are doing good as well. I really mean that. So with that said, I'm going to jet out of here. We're at 70 minutes. Which is pretty much the range I always gun for now, between 60 and 75 minutes. If you are a member of our Patreon family, I will be live tomorrow night, Tuesday, right after NXT on Discord. If you want, stop by tomorrow for the watch party, NXT watch party. Lot of good discussion there. It's free. And, you know, for anybody overseas, because I know some of you overseas used to tune in. And because your cable provider is not part of the watch party format and you feel you can't watch NXT, if anyone out there that lives overseas that wants to be part of the watch parties but have not been able to watch the shows, I'm going to tell you right now how you could do it legally and for free. All you have to do, it is very simple. If you are a subscriber here, or a channel member, you obviously already have an account with YouTube. All you need to do is, whenever we do the watch party, go and type this link in your browser, tv.youtube.com, tv.youtube.com. And if you don't have YouTube TV, something will pop up on your screen that'll offer you a free preview, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever it is. You select, yes, I want the preview, but don't click on any channels, because the minute you click on a channel, you're on the clock. So if they offer you 20 minutes free, you accept the 20 minutes. But then when the guide shows up, you don't click nothing. You could do that every single week and you'll be able to watch NXT. So how do you watch NXT if you don't click on nothing? Well, once you go on tv.youtube.com and you select that you want the free preview, don't hit any channels. While you're still logged into tv.youtube.com, then you open up My Watch Party. When you open up My Watch Party, it's going to ask you to verify that you have a subscription. And all you do is you type in your login for YouTube. And when it talks to YouTube, YouTube says, yeah, he's got a free preview. And you could watch NXT for the full 2 hours. You could watch SmackDown for the full 2 hours. You could watch Rampage afterwards for 2 hours this Friday. As long as you don't start watching TV on that YouTube page, that free preview will stay with you for years, months, at least months. Every week you'll be able to be part of the watch party and not pay for it. It's nothing illegal. It's not illegal. There's nothing shady about it, but that is a workaround for anyone out there that wants to be part of it but lives overseas, or maybe your cable provider is not part of the program. It's all you got to do. If you want to check it out tonight, go try it out. You know, it's easy. TV.youtube.com, little preview offer will come up. They'll offer you 20 minutes an hour. You select, yes, I want the preview, and then the guide will come on. Don't click any channels. As long as you keep that page on your screen, you could watch it through another area all night long and it won't disconnect you. Little workaround. It works. It works. Some of you already do it. But and if you any of you show up tomorrow, let me know if you know you that's how you got on. So I definitely would love to know. Anybody needs any help, just email me. DonTony@DonTony.com. I don't mind helping anyone out there that could use it. So, all right, everybody. Much love as always. If you haven't done so already, check out Saturday's edition of the Don Tony Show. We had a banger of a show. And I know the word banger is kind of played out, but we had an awesome show Saturday. Yesterday, sit down. Some of the questions that came in were fabulous. Getting a lot of great feedback as well. And let me know what you thought of tonight's Raw. Let me know what you thought about, you know, the Bray Wyatt stuff. Is there anything that I omitted? I don't think so, but if there's something that I missed, let me know about it. But I'm having fun. We know where this is going. We sit back and we enjoy the ride. And we also get to uncover a lot of little Easter eggs. And big props to everyone else out there. Some of you, other shows, others that do pick up on this stuff rather quickly. There's some very intelligent people out there that I sometimes see some of this stuff and I'm like, I wouldn't have even fucking known. Like, I'm not perfect. There's some things that I don't even pick up on. I tell you the truth, if you saw the photos earlier, that blue area, this picture, I'll leave you with this. We'll finish the show now, but I wanted to show you one picture. This one right here. Let me see if I can pull this on the screen. This one right here. I think this blue, this is the only thing that I have not been able to figure out yet, this part. There's got to be something to this. I have not been able to figure out. I put a magnifying glass to it. I squinted. Sometimes when you squint, sometimes you'll be able to see a letter or something. I can't figure out what that is. So if there's anything tonight that, you know, that may lead to something, it might be that. So I scanned it. I put it through programs. There's some hacking programs that are supposed to identify almost everything, and nothing comes up for that. So that might just be a diversion attempt. But everyone, be well. Much love as always. Leave your comments after the show, and I hope to see you either tomorrow at the watch party or Patreon And if not, Wednesday, right after the 3-year anniversary show for Dynamite. So be well, everyone. Stay safe. Much love. I'll see you all again soon.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now? Now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.